VOA News, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russia said Thursday it plans to retaliate against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, Moscow called the U.S. sanctions illegal.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the restrictions represent a new attempt to demonize Russia and that Moscow will work out retaliatory measures. Adding that ultimatums against Russia are useless, Zakharova repeated Moscow's fierce denial of involvement in the Skripal poisonings, saying that Britain nor the US have presented any evidence to back up the accusations. She says Russia stands by its offer to Britain to conduct a joint probe into the Salisbury attack in March. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti was charged Thursday with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. The former finance minister said he would keep fighting as he arrived at court in Harare. Biti was deported to his native land after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance wanted by Zimbabwe police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election. The MDC Alliance claims the vote was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus Thursday, killing at least 43 people, many of them children. The International Committee of the Red Cross said that a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15. Another 48 were wounded in the attack. Other accounts said more than 60 people had been injured. The attacks occurred in a Houthi stronghold in northern Yemen near the border with Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the Pentagon is taking new steps to create a space force by 2020 in order to meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Pence said the new force is to protect U.S. interests in space.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation.
President Donald Trump has repeatedly called for the creation of a space force as a new military branch. Trump says it is needed to ensure U.S. dominance in space. The Pentagon submitted a report to Congress Thursday detailing its space management changes. The report details the creation of the Space Operations Command, which will oversee space operations forces from different military branches until the Space Force is established. Congress is the only branch of government that has the authority to approve the creation of a new military service. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali Thursday, causing instant panic after Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300 people. Officials said the epicenter of the aftershock was on land and there was no risk of a tsunami. Meanwhile, the death toll in Sunday's devastating earthquake on Lombok Island has risen to 347. A spokesman for the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said Wednesday that another 1,447 people were injured and more than 165,000 have been displaced. Washington's mayor and police chief say the nation's capital is ready to handle Sunday's Unite the Right white supremacist rally. Jason Kessler, who organized a demonstration that turned into a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia last year, has received a permit for Sunday's event in Washington. Mayor Muriel Bowser said at a news conference Thursday that those who espouse hatred and racism are not in the majority.
We, the people of Washington, D.C., say unequivocally that we denounce hate, we denounce anti-Semitism, and we denounce the rhetoric that we expect to hear this Sunday.
Police Chief Peter Newsham said people attending the rally and counter-protesters will be kept apart to prevent the type of deadly violence that was seen in Charlottesville last year. One woman was killed and 19 others injured last August during clashes between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators. A mixed trading day on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial Average and the S&P were down. The Nasdaq rose slightly. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.